Hey everybody, it's June 17th with our pray today, and we're going to jump back to Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 and following. Actually, let's start back in 1. It says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." You know, I watched a rendition of the book of Matthew that was a low budget Christian film, but it walked us through all that Jesus did and said in the Gospel of Matthew. In this particular scene, Jesus is standing on the mountainside during the Sermon on the Mount, talking to his disciples about this, and Jesus ends up picking up a great big stick and walking around like there's a stick in his eye, and it's a funny moment, and Jesus is using hyperbole with this, and it was a really neat way to see the way in which Jesus taught this. Of course, we don't know if Jesus was saying this with a straight face, whether he was using hyperbole and talking to them in a joking manner in such a way to make a strong point. But we think about this. I oftentimes look at others and their faults, not recognizing and not realizing that the 2x4 in my own eye is what I need to be thinking about and working on. And ironically enough, if you've got a big old plank in your eye, you're not even going to be able to see the speck in another person's eye. So I want you to think about this today. Do you focus on other people's faults and what they should change more than you do your own? I think Jesus is speaking here with some pretty strong language here, saying that we need to take care of ourselves. We need to do some serious self-reflection about our faults before we point out the faults in others. One other thing that kind of struck me as I was reading over this today before I recorded it is that Jesus gives a clear directive to first take the plank out of my own eye, and then I can see clearly to remove theirs. If I have worked enough on myself to remove the planks out of my own life, then it is then that my heart will be pure enough to help someone take the speck out of their eye. But again, that comes back to me recognizing that God is the one that should be working on them, and only after I've worked on me will I have the right heart to help someone else with where they're struggling, where they're failing. So let's pray that God gives us the strength to do that. Lord, forgive us when we notice every speck in others' eyes. And oftentimes that happens with people who have hurt us or people who have done things that we don't agree with. But Lord, help me to look in the spiritual mirror and to see what planks are in there. And Lord, I know what they are. It's just that it's really easy to ignore those. So Lord, would you grow me in such a way that I am constantly self-reflecting on my faith and those areas of my life that I need to be more like you. Those things that I excuse too easily, Lord. And may I work on that. May you do a surgery on me to take that plank out of my eye, Lord. And Lord, I understand that you can't even use me to help others take speck out of their eyes, but it needs to be done with my right heart and after I have self-reflected and made changes that I need to make. So God, in all of this, would you purify my heart? Would you purify my mind? And this week, may I not go around looking to judge, but looking to build up. And Father, thank you that I am a work for you that you continue on, and that you take me where I'm at, but your desire for me to be growing every day. May you help me to remove the plank. In Jesus' name, amen.